Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Maury Martin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Maury Martin. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Avila moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Boone reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone scores. Hegan moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan scores. Wynn moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Zernial moves to third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. Astroth reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Astroth scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Indians. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shantz moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zernial hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Limmer hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Astroth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zernial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doby strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Chance covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Limmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Limmer reaches second base with a double. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Astroth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Astroth reaches second base with a double. Limmer scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Dave Philly pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Astroth moves to third. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Astroth scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vallo. Boone reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Majeski out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.